Cody Sandall, pastor here at First Pres Littleton. Thank you for choosing to worship with us. Today's service will be a little bit different. A few times a year, we hand the service over to music and to scripture. And so this will be our Lessons and Carols celebration during Advent. We have another one in Lent. And then if you were here a few months ago, we had the Music Dedication Sunday. So those are our times of the year where we have services look a little bit different. So I wanted to let you know about that. A few things to share with you for after the service. If you want to meet with me and some elders in Ayers Parlor after the service today to hear more about our budget, which is a balanced budget, and how we got there, and to provide feedback on the new worship times, you can do that today after worship. And just to let you know, Christmas Eve times are 1 o'clock, which is a Baroque Christmas. There'll be harpsichord being featured. And then 4 o'clock is the family service, and there will be lots of children featured. And then 7 o'clock is the candlelight Christmas, kind of the classical Christmas. So I wanted to let you know, 1, 4, and 7 for Christmas Eve. We hope to see you there. And then a couple of things just to celebrate that have been going on in our midst. The monthly Pancake Fellowship breakfast for children and their families and the Children's Ministry volunteers, that happened and went very well. They also do a mission project, and they put about 80 care bags together that will be going to homeless families in Denver. So that was last week, just a great thing to celebrate that we were able to do and our children were able to do. And also the TNT ringers are ringing today, but not with us. They are out bringing Christmas cheer to an assisted living center this morning. So just wanted to, again, celebrate that they're doing that. If you see Karen or any of the kids, please let them know about that. I'm going to let Mary tell you a little bit about our service to pay attention to the notes.
Well, this is always a really fun service for us and hopefully for you all, because it's a chance for us all to sing some really wonderful Christmas songs together. Everything you need is in your bulletin. So once we do the first page, when you start up here at Once in Royal David City, it'll tell you when the congregation sings, and all of the words are printed in your bulletin so you can follow along. Join with us. If you'll watch, Blythe, raise your hand. Everybody knows you, but there you go. Blythe will bring you in when it's time to sing with that. So we hope you'll enjoy it. We certainly do. Would you please turn in your hymnal to number 104, O Lord, How Shall I Meet You?
God is making the final preparation for an amazing thing. Now is the advent of the long-awaited Messiah, our bringer of hope, our Prince of Peace, our leader of love.
We wait, we prepare, we make the way straight.
We celebrate the coming of Christ with the lighting of the Advent candles.
We are a people of hope, a people of peace, a people of joy.
At first, there was a frail light of a single candle of hope, daring to pierce through the darkness of despair and sin.
Then there was a candle of peace, the gentle and persistent fire, the one that calls out the violent forces and lets in God's deep and tranquil spirit. Then came the candle of joy to remind us of deep joy through all of life.
Today, we light the candle of love. No other word so adequately captures the spirit and goal of faith. No other word so completely describes what we know of God.
For God so loved the world.
For God so loved the world that a child was given. A Savior came in the form of love incarnate, and love was allowed to live on.
We gather then in Christian love.
We give thanks for a love that passes understanding, and we await the dawning of God's pervasive and enduring love once more this Christmas season.
Be seated. And so let's now come closer to God, asking His blessing through prayer on this service and on all the world. Beloved in Christ, at this Christmas tide, let it be our joyful task to hear once again the message of the angels, and to journey in our minds to Bethlehem. There let us see this thing which has come to pass, a baby lying in a manger. We shall hear in the scriptures how Almighty God has lovingly cared for us from our early days of disobedience in the Garden of Eden until our redemption by the Christ child. But first, let us pray. Let us pray for the needs of the world today, peace on earth and goodwill among all nations. And let us remember the poor, the hungry, the homeless, the persecuted, the sick, and those who mourn. Almighty God, we ask you to hear our prayers and to accept our praises for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Jesus said, let the children come unto me. And so we want to remind people that our second service, that the children will be invited to Sunday school and that we will resume with our children's time, our word with the children, at 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
First reading today is from Genesis chapter 3. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel."
Father, love me, God, and ever of me.
Hear now these words from the prophet Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The Lord of hosts will do this.
From Isaiah. A shoot shall come out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow from his roots. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips. He shall kill the wicked. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf, the lion, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the seas.
Reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 39. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man who was named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who is said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her.
The reading continues in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
Mm-hmm.
Our readings continue from the Gospel of Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. Every week we also have, as part of our worship services, a time of offering. We also want to encourage you to offer your prayers up. And if you are invited to pick up one of your new joys and concerns on your way out, there's several new concerns on the list, so opportunities for prayer. We encourage you to pick that up on your way out. And also wanted to say a thank you for the Keeping the Faith, the matching end-of-year campaign we've been doing. We're about halfway there with 11 days to go, so we invite you to participate in that. And you'll also find in your insert a little purple envelope, which is an offering where we are partnering with other Presbyterian churches for the Christmas Joy offering. So you can place the offering in that envelope, and it explains what it goes to there. And we know that the word worship, what we're doing now, comes from worth Skype or worthship, which means to ascribe worth to something. By showing up today, we have shown God that he is worth some of our time. And we also have the opportunity in the offering to show he's worth even more than that. Will the ushers please come forward?
Oh,
the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together the entire chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people, Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go, search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Amen.
Chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, nothing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Sisters and brothers, may he who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly fill you with the sweetness of inward peace and goodwill, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.